The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs postgame show. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, got to ask you right off the bat, what was the explanation there at the very end? It looked like you girls had tied it with half a second left, and the referee said no. What was his explanation to
you? Yeah, he told me that the goalie was sitting on it on the puck, and that by the time she got off the puck and then we put it in the net, that the buzzer had already gone. Pretty skeptical about that, but unfortunately, when it comes to situations like this, the ref always trumps it because he has the quote-unquote better view.
All right, and then you also had the penalty on Katie Abbott there on a play where it looked like two girls were going for the puck there. I know you're upset about the loss and everything, but what was the explanation on that penalty as well?
He told me, again, I tried to argue to him. We were the one that touched the puck. We were moving the puck up forward, and he said that her hand got caught and around her head and violently threw her to the ice, and so definitely not happy with that explanation either, but unfortunately, again, refs tend to trump whatever we say.
So you girls had that unlucky bounce there in the second period. I thought the first period, though, I mean, you guys, you know, for being on the road a long time, had a real nice first period, you know, and found your legs fairly quickly.
I think overall we played well. It sucks to have a bad bounce there, and, you know, we get that one back, and it's a 1-1 tie, and it's, it's kind of heartbreaking all around. I think we played overall well, regardless of the score.
Now, you guys, and then in that second, so how did you really responded well again, even after the unlucky bounce there, and then you get Weber to team up with Summers and Capanelli again, the same three that won you the Codfish Bowl the other night. They're developing into a nice little line there for you.
Yeah, they're doing well. They are getting more comfortable playing together and knowing where each other's going to be, so they've been doing a great job.
I thought you guys also did a nice job of staying out of the box. You had a couple of minutes there where you had a couple of penalties right back to back, but it was overall a very clean game. You know, you guys had a good practice yesterday, and it translated well here today.
Yeah, I agree. They, like you said, the good practice definitely translated in today. We played pretty well.
All right, you get a couple of days off, then you head up to Vermont, and you might get to see Manhattanville again.
Yep, hope so.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Sorry about the tough loss, but we'll see you in Vermont.
Thank you.